Well, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of From the Horse's Mouth. And I tell you what, I've got an interesting cast to look ahead to the Newmarket July Festival, because Frank Hickey is on holidays. Ruby Walsh is at Pony Camp. Paddy Power, to be confirmed. So I've got Matt Chapman. You're back. Matt, how are you?
I'm really well. You'd have thought Ruby would have learned how to ride a pony by now, isn't it? It's a bit sad at his stage of life that he's still trying to get it right.
He's reinventing himself. He's 100% reinvented himself back into the pony camp. Matt, you're on ITV3 this week. Will we see you on ITV?
Only in little amounts, which will be probably mean the viewing figures will go through the roof. I've missed out on the Newmarket gig, which I'm gutted at, actually, because the July Cup meeting is one of my favourites. But I am on ITV from York on Saturday, so I cover the John Smiths on Saturday.
Love that race. Big fan of that race. Well, I mentioned that Frank can't be with us, Ruby can't be with us, Paddy Power can't be with us, so instead we have Paddy Desmond. And you ask, who is Paddy Desmond? Well, I'll tell you who Paddy Desmond is. Paddy Desmond, you are the brains behind Paddy Power. You're the director of racing. Am I right?
That's right, Paddy, yeah.
So that means that whenever Paddy's on this podcast, he just talks to you and gets your selections. I hear that's what happened before anyway.
Yeah, he's beginning to do it himself though. I haven't got many fans.
Has he?
Recently, yeah. So
okay.
he's quite proud of that.
Well, Paddy reached out to me and he said, look, PK, I can't do the pod this week because I've got this really important brand thing to do for Paddy Power. We've got this really big shoes and you know, I was like, okay, fair enough, Paddy. Look, we'll sort someone else out. But you got a text from Paddy, did you?
Well, he told me he was playing golf with Shane Lowry. And when he rang me, I thought he was asking me if I wanted to join him. But no, he asked me to do this instead.
The sly old dog. If he's not eating, he's playing golf. Already, I'm loving this, though, because now we've got a director, like someone who's actually important.
Yes,
you've
correct.
Completely changed, Patrick. I mean, usually by now, everyone's had the mick taken out of them and everything. But now you're like someone with his... You know, you're like the disciple with Jesus with you. It's unbelievable.
I have always been a company man, Matthew, and I will forever be a company man. So look, this is, nothing has changed. I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody can listen back to any of these podcasts and see that there's been mick thrown and muck thrown and all that sort of stuff. So listen, great to have you on the podcast, Paddy. Really excited to get your selections of man. You have been following racing for quite a bit. You must have, because director of racing, you don't just walk into that title, right?
Yeah, of course. Big racing fan. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Favorite horse?
Favorite horse of all time?
Yep, all time.
Cotto Star.
No.
Or Archibald. Not sure. One of the two.
Archibald.
Yeah.
Interesting shout, that one. Do you think he was giving his all?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's just...
That era of two-mile hurdling was amazing. And he just... Yeah. He was just class.
Yeah, he was. Great horse. Great horse. And there are great horses running this week at Newmarket and at a few other tracks, bonus tracks for us on ITV3 from tomorrow. We record, obviously, on the Wednesday. So let's crack on, lads. Let's start with the very first race that's live on ITV in the Newmarket July Festival. It is the Bahrain Stakes, which is 1 mile and 5 furlongs. Now, a horse who heads the market at the time of recording is Stowell or Stole, who went into everyone's notebook on debut, including the stewards. He's the 15-8 favourite. Yibber is 11-4, 9-2 for Gear Up. Mandoob is 7-1, 8-1 Dancing King, and Pleasant Man. Matthew Chapman, who wins the first?
I'm going to be very boring in the first, which, as everyone knows who's regular listeners to the pod, I am not like that traditionally. But look, I think this is fairly simple. Often seen as a trial for St. Ledger, the Bahrain Trophy. Stole should have form figures of 1-1-3. He should have won, obviously, first time out when he got beat. He then did win his maiden, and then he went to Royal Ascot and finished a very much staying on third in the Queen's Vase, where you actually could say he was a bit unlucky behind Kamari, given quite a lot to do once again. Everything suggests he's a useful stayer in the making. Is he a future Stradivarius? Well, obviously not, because there's not going to be another Stradivarius, but he could just be that kind of proper stayer for the future. So I have no issue at all going with the favourite here. And he's not a really short price favourite, and I think he's quite a promising stayer.
Paddy?
I'm going to pose with Stole with Yibir. I'd argue actually that Yibir probably should be favourite. Yibir has formed, it ties into a lot of the Group 1 horses. So obviously Lone Eagle almost won the Irish Derby. That race in Sandown 3 runs back had Adair and Alan Carr on it. That's been franked. And the time at Chester, he actually hung quite badly, but he's been gelded since. And I just think if you use Wordsworth as a form line between Stowell and Yabir, you'd argue that Yabir should probably have the beaten of Stowell. So I'm going to go for Yabir at the price.
You'd argue he should be favoured. You can make that decision, Paddy. You know,
it won't be me pricing the races today, Paddy.
Okay. Well, every great director learns how to delegate, I imagine. And that's exactly what you've done. Okay, so top two in the market covered for the opener on ITV, that is, at Newmarket. Okay, the Duchess of Cambridge Stakes is the second race live on ITV. Project Dante is the 3-1 winner. I'm not sure if the Dante is the project this horse, but getting a mile and a quarter next year might be beyond him. Eldrick Jones, 7-2. Ebro Dream, 6-1. Loose Sail is 8-1, 9-1. Elise Dancer and Dig 2 and 12-1, a big of the rest. Paddy, you're first up.
Yeah, so Project Dante was arguably a little bit unlucky in Ascot in Norfolk. And the form has been frank to that race with Go Bears Go, who won the Railway Stakes occur on Irish Derby Day. So, yeah, he deserves to be favoured. Eldrick Jones and Ebro River. Eldrick Jones, they both came up the middle of this track, which wouldn't have suited that day. There was a big draw bias towards the stand side. But I thought Eldrick Jones was pretty impressive in finishing second. But yeah, I think Project Dante is probably the one to beat, but not a strong vote.
Fair enough. Matt?
I'm not sure if it depends how you bet, whether you think he's an each way bet or not, but I'm going to stick with Ebro River. James Dawe, Hugo Palmer, two good wins prior to Royal Ascot, then fifth behind Berkshire Shadow in the wrong group, you could argue that day. And I think he'll be there or thereabouts. The July Stakes doesn't usually throw up what you could call a champion. I like tough horses in this. You know, I don't really want unexposed. I want something who's shown a fair level of form. And I think Ebro River will improve. I also suspect he'll be much better on the ground he'll get at Newmarket this week. So Ebro River each way for me. Some won't play each way at 5-6-1, in which case you'll be betting it to win. I'm quite happy to do so. So I'm hoping for a place at least.
Okay.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Let's see how we go in the first handicap that's live on... The first handicap that's live on the Thursday. That is the 3 o'clock. It's a mile and three quarters. Now, we're going to have extra places galore. Watch out for those on paddypower.com and the Paddy Power shops. Boom Shala is the 9-2 favourite at the time recording. It's 7-1 Jumbi, 17-2 Pop Master, 9-1 Jadwell and Black Rod, 10-1 when the deal is done, and Akaringa and 12-1 a big of the rest. Matthew Chapman, with possibly six places available online. Give us something on a nice price, please.
Well, I thought Boom Shala was an absolute good thing at Royal Ascot, and I still can't quite believe how he got beat. I mean, he so easily should have won that race, and it shouldn't have even been close. He got just slightly hampered two out, and that was the difference between winning going away. However, he does go up a furlong here, and it is very different finishing fast over five than getting the six. Look, he gets the six. He's shown that in his form already, but I just wonder if that flash of brilliance he showed over five staying on late might just get stretched out a little bit over the six. And I want to take him on, even though I actually put him up on Sky Sports Racing as my horse to follow out of Royal Ascot. So I'm slightly going against myself here. But he's market leader. I don't want to go favourite or whatever. I thought the horse who had a good each-way shout here was Jadwell. Now, he's not as sexy as Boom Shala because he's quite exposed and he hasn't won this season. But he's got a lovely racing weight of 8.5. He's run really well in his last two or three starts, including a fourth at York behind First Folio, which is good handicap form. And I think he's knocking at the door. Charlie Hills, David Egan, 8-5 will be reasonable odds each way. Jadwell,
yeah, 9-1 at the time of recording. Paddy, your thoughts on this 6-4 sprint?
Yeah, like Boom Shala would ideally probably prefer a bit of cut in the ground. So if there was more rain, I'd be more keen on that one. But yeah, I think when you've a race like this and you've sixth place, you should be looking further down at something at a price. And yeah, similar sort of Matt, I was looking further down the weights and I thought Akaringa won at the July course a couple of weeks ago. And I thought a 12-1 looked a fair enough each way bet, but not a strong one.
Okay, Akaringa for Stuart Williams. Watch out for that one. And the final race on ITV on Thursday from Newmarket is the Group 2. And, well, this could be a very interesting one. It's Al-Azi, who was odds against earlier in the week, but I think the race is kind of cut up a little bit. 4-6 favourite now. Highest ground, Ryan Moore and Michael Stout, 7-2. Saron Priestley, 5-1. 9-1 Bangkok and 18-1 Star Safari. Paddy, you're first up. Is this a penalty kick for Al-Azi?
I wouldn't say it's a penalty kick. He definitely deserves to be odds on. But yeah, I wouldn't say it's a penalty kick because you can make a case for, I think there's one in particular you could make a case for, which would be Saron Priestley. And I'd be, the way I'd approach this race, I'd be probably looking at the betting without and be very keen on Saron Priestley to beat highest ground and the rest of the race. If you do a line through Saron Priestley and Pile Driver, there isn't a huge amount between them. And Saron Priestley wouldn't have handled the softer ground in Ascot in the Hardwick the last day. And to be honest, I thought a drop back to mile four would probably suit him from when he was beaten by Spanish Mission at York. So yeah, maybe sort of like some like Saron Priestley each way or a straight forecast Al-Azi to beat Saron Priestley would be the way I'd go.
Matthew?
Yeah, look, I'm on here to try and find the winners. I think Al-Azi will win, simple as that. He should have really won the Coronation Cup. He probably would have won it if he'd been on the rail as Pile Driver was. He's a most progressive horse this season, continues to be so. And if they're going to really try and win the race with Saron Priestley, they've got to go hard from the front and try and use their confirmed stamina, try and stretch Al-Azi a little bit. And that, of course, plays into the hand of Al-Azi. So, look, he's not a betting proposition for everyone, but I fully expect Al-Azi to win. And as Paddy says, you know, these horses, you don't have to back every single race to win. You can put Al-Azi in a double, perhaps with any of our other selections or something like that. Just use the horse to top up your winnings.
I'm here to provide winners, says Matthew Chapman. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. No jokes.
Why have you said that in such a loaded manner, Patrick? Like, why does everyone now think that had a hidden meaning?
I'm just repeating with no tone. I'm here to provide winners. It just stuck out. I liked it. I like that line.
Such
I'm
a chirpy
here.
Individual. You have a side to you. I've met people like you before.
Absolutely nothing. No, there's nothing to me. There's zero. It's all you see is in front of you. The big race of the day, arguably, is the 205 at Carlisle. You've snuck in on ITV at 205 at Carlisle. It's a Phillies handicap. And Matt, you had a look at this race. So what did you discover from this fascinating filly?
Discovered that it was going to be very hard to find the winner. I've gone with the bottom weight, Veloci Star. Megan Nichols and Steph Hollinshead. Won't be often that they've teamed up together to have a winner on ITV before. What I liked about this horse is that she is down the bottom of the weights, but her last three runs have come at Chester, Newmarket and Newbury. Now, I don't care what race it is, they are all going to be more competitive than anything at Carlisle. Just the nature of the racing and the kind of trainers involved. So I thought off bottom weight, having been in those kind of big racetracks, Veloci Star has to have at least a chance in a very tricky race.
Paddy, had you managed to have a look at this race?
Yeah, I wouldn't be strong on it, but I wouldn't disagree with Matt. I think it's like Veloci Star's main danger is probably Lady Celia and Fox Hill, who probably are both better over five, and Jamatra Jinty, who's probably better over seven. So yeah, I think Veloci Star is solid enough.
Love it when you guys agree. Can we have a nap, please, for Thursday? I know, if you put up Al-Azi, I'll give you a good slap. Paddy, you go first with your nap.
I'll go for Yabir.
Interesting. In the first, the 150 first live on ITV. Matt, your nap of the day on Thursday?
Very hard out of the five that I picked to say this will go and win. At the odds, I think Jadwell each way. Yeah. If you can have an each way nap, I've often argued you can. So Jadwell each way at the odds, I think he's got a very good place chance.
Who says you can't have an each way nap? I mean, you've said that a few times. I don't understand why you wouldn't be, because it's too big a price or?
No, well, people just moan, don't they? Because your nap's meant to be your good thing and it's meant to be your winner. But the problem with that theory is you just end up napping 1-4 shots every day, and that doesn't do anyone any good. So I don't believe that a nap has to be just a win bet. You can have an each way nap, and that's what I've done. Well, it doesn't really matter whether you can or you can't. We have broken the rules on this podcast and we've done it, Patrick.
I mean, Matt, if you're anything, you are a rule breaker. We know that. That's for sure. So there are the two naps. Watch out for those, Yabir and Jadwell on the Thursday. Best luck with your bets on Thursday. Paddy, would you go another one for us?
It's probably worth mentioning there's another couple of good races on Thursday as well. I think the 410 in Newmarket it's a listed race, but it looks more like a group two. You've Maximo, who was fourth to Poetic Flair in the James's Palace. Baid, who looks a bit of a star. And Darab, who was really impressive winning the maiden at Newmarket and finished behind Marcus Basilica in the French Guineas. That's a race to definitely to watch.
Very much so. It's actually a very good card at Leopardstown as well on Thursday. You get the Stanera Stakes. Do you remember Stanera, Matt? Do you remember her?
I absolutely do. The old red and black stripes.
Yeah.
Frank Dunn. That's it.
Frank Dunn. Of the, have you ever been to Ireland, Matt, and you gone into a big shop called Dunn's Stores?
Yes, and I frequently shop there, and I'd love a discount card.
Well, Frank Dunn is one of the Dunns of Dunn's Stores. So, So
it'd be like the early 80s, wouldn't it? Like 83, 84, 85, something like that for Stanera,
I think so. I think you'll still see his colours running every now and again. He still has horses running, but none as good as Stanera. Watch out for the Stanera Stakes anyway after that little feature on her. Her race is due up at 7:10, and it's a very good race. Roger Varian sending one over, Believe in Love, for that one as well. So watch out for her. I think she's been tipped up by Paddy in the past. Listen, have a great Thursday of punting and enjoy the racing on Thursday afternoon. I love the July meeting. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Paddy. I tell you what, you've been so good. We're going to have you back on for tomorrow's podcast where we look ahead to a wonderful Friday of action. But until then, gentlemen and ladies listening to the podcast, stay safe, stay well. Do tune in tomorrow for a look ahead to Friday's racing.